VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A suicide bomb attack in southern Afghanistan has killed a parliamentary candidate along with nine supporters. The attack happened Tuesday, a day after Taliban terrorists said they would try to disrupt the upcoming national elections with attacks. The bomber targeted a campaign office in southern Helmand province. Witnesses expect the number of casualties to rise because, they said, the campaign office was crowded at the time of the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Saudi Arabia should support a thorough and transparent investigation into the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The journalist has not been seen since entering the country's consulate in Istanbul last week. A Saudi source at the consulate denies Khashoggi was killed, but Turkish police said 15 Saudi nationals arrived aboard two planes and entered the consulate at the same time as Khashoggi. Turkish officials have said Khashoggi was murdered inside the compound, while Saudi Arabia claims he safely left the building. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley will leave her post at the end of the year.
Nikki Haley was considered a rising Republican star when Donald Trump, as president-elect, tapped her for the U.N. She indicated no plans for her immediate future, so the question was natural, and she answered it at an Oval Office appearance with the president before it was asked.
No, I'm not running for 2020. I can promise you what I'll be doing is campaigning for this one.
Trump says Haley first broached leaving in April. That would be around the time Mike Pompeo became Secretary of State and John Bolton, National Security Advisor. A White House official said Haley was frustrated that her voice was being overridden in foreign policy.
The International Monetary Fund said on Tuesday the escalating U.S.-China trade war will inhibit global economic growth this year and next. This is VOA News. Sales of U.S. military equipment to foreign governments rose 33% this year, a Department of Defense spokesperson confirming the news to VOA on Tuesday. That totals about $55.6 billion. Export rules on equipment ranging from fighter jets and drones to warships and artillery are among those that were loosened. Teams from both Korean militaries have begun clearing mines at a key battle site in preparation for north-south excavation efforts inside the joint security area within the demilitarized zone. The mine clearing is taking place as the two nations continue efforts to ease tensions. VOA Seoul correspondent Steve Miller reports.
A unit of South Korea's military continues removing landmines along the heavily fortified border with North Korea as part of efforts to reduce tensions and build trust with their counterparts. The project kicked off a week ago and is scheduled to continue through the end of November when the peninsula's frigid weather makes the ground too hard to continue their efforts. The 120-member South Korean team is removing landmines on the Arrowhead Ridge, or Hill 281, located in Chorwon, some 90 kilometers northeast of Seoul.
The UN Refugee Agency says it has had to severely cut vital aid programs for millions of refugees this year because it's received only slightly more than half of the $8.2 billion it needs for its humanitarian operations. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman Barbara Baloch says in many refugee situations, malnutrition levels are rising, health facilities are overstretched, and shelters are becoming increasingly dilapidated. The UNHCR reports Burundi, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Afghanistan, South Sudan, Syria, and Somalia are the six refugee and displacement situations most badly hit by the funding crisis.
Forecasters say Hurricane Michael will strengthen into a major hurricane by late Tuesday as it continues on a dangerous path towards the southeastern U.S. state of Florida. The National Hurricane Center says Michael is about 700 kilometers south of the popular resort town Panama City. National Hurricane Center says Michael won't immediately die after making landfall in Florida. The storm has already caused damage in Mexico and Cuba. It could dump as much as 30 centimeters of rain in western Cuba, triggering life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.